From a previously rain-soaked but now dry Dunedin, Florida, it's almost time for Dunedin Blue Jays baseball. Today, it's the series finale between the Daytona Tortugas and your Dunedin Blue Jays. Good afternoon, everybody. Happy Sunday. Larry Larson in with you, and welcome into the Eddie's Bar and Grill pregame show. Pregame show is brought to you by Eddie's Bar and Grill in Dunedin. Enjoy a game on one of 50 flat-screen TVs or play in the game room designed for all ages at Eddie's Bar and Grill, where every day is game day. Blue Jays come into this one 0-1 in the second half. They're 34-33 overall this season. Daytona opened the second half with a win back on Friday. They're 1-0 in the half, 32-35 this season. Today's game, just one nine-inning contest after we were rained out last night. The game from yesterday will be made up at a date to be determined when the Jays travel to Daytona at the end of July and into August. Today's pregame show features Victor Arias in a conversation that we had yesterday. Thanks in part to Mandy Beltre for translating. A really fun discussion, wide-ranging, and an interesting choice for his favorite player growing up in Venezuela. Here's Victor Arias. We're now joined on the Eddie's Bar and Grill pregame show by the man of many names, Victor Arias, Gabriel Arias, Loco Mikey, whatever you call him, good ball player, Manny Beltre here to translate. Thank you for your time. We'll start with your 8 RBI game last week. Would you say that was the best game of your career? If not, what tops that?
Aquí estamos con el hombre de... mil nombres, Gabriel Arias, el Loco Mikey, como sea que te quieran decir. Vamos a comenzar primero con tu juego de 8 RBI. ¿Cómo tú crees que ese ha sido tu mejor juego hasta el momento?
Mira, la verdad, muy contento. Más que todo, ese día, no sé, llevaba un plan. Más que todo era de jugar para el equipo, no estaba jugando para mí. Más que todo, entregué todo para el equipo, ¿sabes? Fue lo como sucedió y Dios lo permitió. O sea, me dieron 8 RBI, primeras en mi vida que yo hago tantas RBI en un partido.
He said, more than anything, thank God. He thinks that's one of his best days. And the plan that he had for that day, which is playing for the team, don't be selfish. And thank the Lord for the game that he played that day.
You've had some good success here this month, hitting over 300 after a really hot start to the year in April. Slowed down a little bit in May. What's clicked this month?
Él dice que estaba batiendo caliente en junio. Estaba batiendo por encima de 300. Comenzaste caliente. En mayo te apagaste un chin. En este junio otra vez te volviste a aprender. ¿Qué cliqueó en ti para volver a aprenderte?
Para mí lo importante fue, ¿sabes? Mi rutina. O sea, nunca paré y nunca cambié. Tuve un bajón en junio, que bajé sobre 300 y ahorita volví. Y siento que lo que me ha llevado ahorita constantemente a volver, como estaba hace par de meses atrás en junio, digamos que ha sido perfecto.
He said the main thing has been his routine. He knows that he started really well at the beginning of the season and then have a kind of like slump in May. But the big thing for him is just keep doing the routine. Doesn't matter if it was a good day or a bad day. Just keep grinding every day. Doesn't matter what happened that day.
Now, yesterday, you picked up 3 hits with pink. Pink socks, pink tape. Why the pink yesterday?
Él dice que ayer coletaste 3 hits usando rosado. ¿Por qué rosado?
Mira, la verdad era una idea que yo llevaba de hace unos días. Como que quería usar algo diferente en el equipo. Yo pensé que no iba a hacer nada, pero en verdad me gusta mucho el color, el rosado. De por sí yo tengo mucho complemento de vestimenta rosada y en verdad fue un día para otro. Quise tener ese estilo diferente en el juego.
He said that's something that he was thinking about for a couple of days and he just wanted to be a little different from the team, you know. About the color, he liked that color. He got close with that color, and he thinks he looks really good with that color. So he just wanted to be a little different than everybody else.
Hey, fair enough. Well, it worked yesterday. Let's talk about your names. I know on your Instagram profile, Gabriel Arias, but on the roster it says Victor Arias. And then everybody calls you Loco Mikey. Take me through a little bit of a background regarding your names and your nickname.
Lisa, vamos a hablar del nombre tuyo. En Instagram tú tienes Gabriel Arias, tú te llamas Víctor Arias, pero nosotros te llamamos el Loco Mike. Y te llevar un poquito de todos esos nombres.
Mira, primero por ahí, que es algo muy, muy icónico ya aquí en el equipo y nosotros. El nombre Loco Mike viene del originario de Dominicana. Eso fue una vez un juego ya en Dominicana. No sé cómo sucedió, solo que un juego, no me acuerdo con quién, solo que fue la nada y de repente yo quise decir, mira, el Loco Mikey, hoy solo el día así ha quedado.
First of all, el Loco Mikey came from the first year we played professional at the Dominican Republic. We don't remember the team we played against who. We just remember that day that he just said that he wants to be called the Loco Mikey, and from that day until now, the name just keep going and going.
Love it. Now let's go back to when you were growing up in Venezuela, obviously a baseball country. Who's your favorite player, and at what age did you really click with the game? At what age did you know, okay, this is something I can do as a pro?
Él dice que ahora yendo a tu pasado en Venezuela, naciste en Venezuela, un país de béisbol. ¿Cuándo tú hiciste el click con el béisbol, que tú dijiste que esto yo lo voy a hacer de verdad? ¿Y cuál fue tu jugador favorito creciendo?
Mira, yo hice clean en la pelota, puedo decir, originario a los 9 años en que empecé a jugar. Y decidí como que ya un camino en la pelota. Más que todo, mi papá me influyó mucho en seguir en la pelota y estar solo hoy en día, soy quien soy. Y mi jugador que me inspiró mucho desde chiquito a ser mejor ha sido Andy Chávez.
So he said he started taking baseball serious since he was 9 years old. At that age, he said he told himself, like, okay, I can do something with this and I can keep helping my family. His dad influenced him a lot in baseball, and one of his favorite players growing up was Andy Chávez.
I like that. That's a unique one, not one you hear often. Last question here for you. Big picture, second half, just past the halfway point. Biggest goal for the rest of the season.
Él dice, última pregunta. Ya pasamos la mitad de la temporada. Queda la segunda. Estamos a mitad de ahí. ¿Cuál es tu meta para esta segunda mitad?
Mira, mi enfoque para esta, lo que resta de temporada, es seguir mi plan. O sea, no quiero salirme. No quiero, o sea, hacer más de la cuenta. O sea, seguir con mi mismo plan y mismo enfoque, que ya como trabajo para mí y para el equipo, para ayudar a ganar y mediante meternos en playoffs.
He said maintaining the same focus that he would been doing the last couple of days and at the beginning of the season too. Just keep playing for the team, keep doing his routine and try to make the team to make it to the playoffs and win.
Simple enough. Gracias, muchas gracias por el tiempo, and good luck today.
Thank you.
That was Victor Arias from our chat before yesterday's game was rained out. Manny Beltre is the translator. Appreciate them both for taking the time to talk. Let's dive into today's matchup, and first a look at the standings. These are the overall standings for the season. First for the Florida State League East, home of the Daytona Tortugas. They open the second half with a win. So these are, again, the overall standings. Daytona 5 games back at 32-35, but those first half records don't matter now. If you win the second half, you're into the playoffs, so Daytona starting on the right foot. Over to the Florida State League West, the Blue Jays at 34-33. Opened the first half with a loss on Friday night. Clearwater opened the first half with a win. Jays 9.5 games back overall behind the first place Threshers. Taking a look at the pitching matchup. The pitching matchup is presented by Clear Sky Draft House on Main Street in Dunedin. Find fresh, chef-driven pub grub complemented by high-end craft beers at Clear Sky. The same pitchers that were scheduled to go last night go today. For the Jays, it's Nolan Perry, the right-hander, making his 8th start of the season. He's thrown 20 1/3 innings to the tune of a 1.33 ERA. And you could argue his finest start of the season was last week. 4 innings and a career-high 7 strikeouts for Nolan Perry last week against Bradenton. He'll try and build on that today. He'll be opposed by Nick Piero, the right-hander for Daytona. Piero, an undrafted free agent, signed by the Reds last summer after five seasons at Seton Hall. Piero went 4 2/3 his last time out against Palm Beach and allowed five earned runs. So he's looking for a bounce back today. Comes in with a 4.91 earned run average. So that's the pitching matchup today. Nick Piero for the Tortugas, Nolan Perry for the DJs. Let's get you the starting lineups for this afternoon's series finale, game number 5 of 5 this week. First, we'll take a listen to the national anthem.
Of the national anthem.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight. All the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's bright flame bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say, does that star-spangled banner give way? Or the land of the free and the home of the brave. A
pre-recorded national anthem has us ready for baseball series finale. It's a truncated series as yesterday's game was washed out. It'll be made up in Daytona, so today's game number 5 of 5. Now let's get you the starting lineups, which are presented by Bon Appetit. For a lineup of delectable flavors, quality ingredients, and exceptional service with a waterfront view, visit Bon Appetit in Dunedin. First, for the visitors from Daytona, Yerlin Confidon leads it off. He'll play left. He homered on Friday. Ricardo Cabrera will play shortstop and hit second. Sammy Stafura is the DH, hitting third. Carter Graham back in the lineup as the cleanup man, playing third base. Malvin Valdez is out in center, hitting fifth. E. Smith Pineda had the day off on Friday. Today he'll play right and bat sixth. Yasiel Pino is the first baseman, hitting seventh. Diego Omana will do the catching and bat eighth. And Johnny Ascanio rounds it out, batting ninth and playing second base. Those are the Tortugas. These are the Dunedin Blue Jays behind starting pitcher Nolan Perry. Victor Arias will patrol center field and lead it off. Cade Doty, perhaps in the final game of his rehab assignment from AA New Hampshire, will bat second and play third base. Edward Duran will catch. Christian Feliz will bat cleanup and play first base. Manuel Beltre is in the 5 spot today, playing short. Tucker Thoman is the second baseman, hitting 6th. Jeyuni Munoz is out in left, hitting 7th. Nick Deschamps gets the DH nod today. And Gene Joseph rounds out the order, batting 9th and playing right field. That's the lineup and the defense behind Nolan Perry, Blue Jays' 12th round draft pick in the 2022 draft. Perry, the Blue Jays' number 26 prospect entering this season, according to Baseball America. He had a really, really strong outing his last time out against Bradenton last week here at TD Ballpark. He hasn't gone very deep into games, but he's been effective, as indicated by his 1.33 ERA, and especially so last week. 7 strikeouts, one walk for Nolan. He allowed one earned run on a first inning solo homer against Omar Alfonso. So here today, we'll see if he can toss some zeros up on the board and maybe go a little bit deeper into the outing.
Leading off for the Daytona Tortugas, left fielder number 40, Yerlin Confidon.
Yerlin Confidon leads it off. He'll play left field. Confidon, we mentioned that homer on Friday, went 2-for-5. First pitch to him. The lefty takes a rip and a miss on a fastball upstairs, and it's 0-1, and we're underway at 2:02 Eastern Time. Glad you're with us. Thanks for sticking with us through the rain delay. 0-1. Misses down. One ball, one strike. Perry quickly back to work and throws and misses inside. Fastball almost grazed Confidant's jersey. Two balls, one strike. Confidant hitting 199. He's got five homers, though. 2-1. He swings away and fouls it back out of play. Two balls, two strikes. This is a Tortugas lineup that does damage in the home run column. They've been top three in the league in homers pretty much all year, including coming into today's action. They belted two homers on Friday. 2-2. Confidant takes upstairs, runs it full. Fastball really got away from Perry there. It's 3-2. Perry throws a fastball, slider, sinking fastball, curveball, and change. His payoff pitch. Confidant jumps out of the way of a fastball that misses up and in. It's ball four, and it's a leadoff walk to open the ball game for Yerlin Confidant.
Number 29, Ricardo Cabrera.
No score, top of the first, just getting started. And Ricardo Cabrera climbs in. Cabrera, the Reds' number 8 prospect, waits on the first pitch. The righty thought about going around, but does not. He takes a called strike, and it's 0-1. Good time to mention that Tyler Green is the home plate umpire today, calling balls and strikes for himself. Robert Bonet is in the field. Perry throws over to first. It's late. The umpires are sponsored by Pisces Sushi and Global Bistro. For sushi and international cuisine with contemporary flair, visit Pisces in downtown Dunedin. Here's the 0-1 toss. It slapped the opposite way towards the line. Joseph moves over, makes the catch. Handful of steps in front of the warning track. He puts away Cabrera for out number one.
Designated hitter number 3, Sammy Stafora.
Here's Sammy Stafora. Stafora went 0-for-3 on Friday with two walks and a strikeout. His average with Daytona down to 288 now after a really hot start in his first handful of games. First pitch is popped up, first base side, into the seats. Out of play. It's 0-1. Looks like at least two fans had the right idea. Brought an umbrella sitting behind the Blue Jays dugout. The pitch is cut on and missed. Fastball in the upper half of the zone, and Perry's out in front, 0-2. DeFora, the Reds' second-round draft pick last year. Bats in a slightly open stance. A little bit of a crouch. Perry pauses and deals. And a breaking ball fooled him. Called strike 3. Good curveball from Nolan Perry. Freezes DeFora for out number 2.
Third baseman number 8, Carter Graham.
Two down for Carter Graham. Confidant over at first after a leadoff walk. No score in the top of the first. Righty on righty, first pitch. Graham hops it the opposite way through the Blue Jays shift into right. Confidant holds up at second, throw to second. Diving tag from Beltre is late. Nice piece of hitting there from Carter Graham as Tucker Thoman, the second baseman, was playing up the middle. So a huge hole on the right side for Graham, and he takes advantage. Brings up Malvin Valdez. Daytona trying to strike first in the first. Perry trying to avoid letting up a first-inning run in back-to-back starts. Right-hander on right-hander. First pitch to Valdez on the way. It's fouled back into the screen. It's 0-1. Valdez had a good day on Friday. Went 2-for-4. He's hitting just 174 this year without a homer. His OPS, a paltry 486. 0-1. Valdez takes up and away. One ball, one strike. Valdez, a native of the DR, signed by the Reds in 2021. Perry with a long pause and the pitch. Valdez takes low and away on a slider. Two balls, one strike. Perry throws his fastball the most, but his slider is a close secondary. Throws it 25% of the time. 2-1 just misses up, but the Blue Jays want a challenge, and the call is upheld.
The call of ball has been confirmed.
So the Blue Jays lose their first challenge. It is the ABS challenge system today. Each team has three challenges to play with. If they lose the challenge, they lose their chance. 3-1 fouled back into the screen. Perry battles it back. It's full. 3-2. Confidant on second. Graham over at first. Scoreless game. Top of the first. Perry, 20 years old. Native of Carlsbad, New Mexico. Sets at the belt and deals. And Valdez takes upstairs. Ball four. The bases are loaded with two outs for E. Smith Pineda. And that sparks a mound visit. Corey Reardon will come out for a chat. Reardon brings the whole infield together here. Doty in from third. Beltran from short. Toman from second. Feliz from first. Again, Perry coming off arguably his best outing so far this year. And most notably, perhaps, was his pitch count last week. 71 pitches, by far a season high. He opened the season on the injured list,
right fielder,
right arm fatigue. So he's been a little bit slower to build up. But lately, we've seen him start to climb in terms of that pitch count. We'll face E. Smith Pineda here with the bases juiced to work from the windup. Two outs. Top of the first. First pitch to Pineda. A curveball in there for a called strike. Caught the inside corner, and it's 0-1. First pitch strike, so important. It's the number one thing that Blue Jays pitching coach Corey Reardon always brings up. 0-1. It's popped foul behind home plate, out of play. Quickly 0-2. Pineda 0-for-8 on the week. Hitless in his last four games overall, 0-for-15 across that stretch. The 0-2, Pineda watches a fastball miss high. One ball, two strikes. Perry's pitch count at 20 in this first. Trying to end it right here. The toss. Pineda gets a piece of a curveball, fouls it back into the screen. One ball, two strikes. Perry with a few deep breaths and his pitch. Pineda takes upstairs. Fastball missed there again. That's been the miss on the fastball in this first. Perry missing high. A little stirring in the Blue Jays bullpen now as the 2-2 pitch is fouled back. We'll do it again. Pineda, top 30 Reds prospect. According to MLB Pipeline, number 28 on their list. 2-2 again. Misses outside, and that runs it full. Kiner Leon warming up in the Jays' pen, just in case. Perry kind of shrugs his shoulders. He climbs back on the hill. Runners get a head start. The payoff pitch misses upstairs. Ball four, and Nolan Perry walks in a run in the first. Confidant in from third. Graham up to second. Graham to third. Valdez to second. Pineda gets an RBI on a free pass.
First baseman,
it's 1-0 Daytona.
Yacel Pino.
Tough way to open the ball game for Nolan Perry. Trying to limit the damage to one. First pitch to Yacel Pino. Swung on and fouled back. It's 0-1. Pino hitless this week. 0-5, but he has walked twice. He's playing his 40th game this year, hitting 206. 0-1. Check swing foul ball. Flies over the screen behind home plate. It's 0-2. Blue Jays in their home whites today. Blue Jays across the chest in a split text. Same with numbers on the back. Blue caps. 0-2 to Pino. Misses upstairs on the fastball again. One ball, two strikes. Daytona and their traveling grays. Daytona across the chest. Trimmed in green, a little bit of blue. 1-2. Pino thought about going around, but he takes just upstairs on the curveball. So it's two balls and two strikes. Perry lost Pineda after getting him in a two-strike count. 2-2. Misses inside to Pino. Looks like Pino was ready to challenge that pitch in case it was a called strike, but now it's full. Last three Tortugas have reached. Payoff pitch. Pino swings and misses strike three. And Nolan Perry limits the damage to just a bases-loaded walk from E. Smith Pineda. He leaves him loaded, and we go to the bottom of the first. Blue Jays trail one zip in the series finale on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Hey, DJs fans, next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays Shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting dunedinbluejays.milbstore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group, from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Blue Jays offense with a little early work to do as they trail 1-0 to Daytona in the series finale, game number 5 of 5. And Nick Piero takes the baseball for Daytona. First pitch to Victor Arias. He is in there for a called strike. It's 0-1. Tortugas taking that 1-0 lead on a bases loaded walk from Pineda in the first. Arias has been the Blue Jays' best hitter this month. 3.02 average, 0-1 to him. He watches a fastball outside. That's 1-1. Piero comes into action today with a 4.91 ERA. 18 and a third innings with Daytona. 1-1. Arias lays off a changeup low. Two balls, one strike. Piero throws a fastball, curveball, changeup, slider mix. Five-year college player at Seton Hall. So he went from being a Pirate to now a Red. 2-1, a swing and a foul tip into Diego Omana's mitt. Two balls, two strikes. Arias went 3-for-5 on Friday with an RBI. Went 3-for-3 to open the ball game and then finished with two punchouts. 2-2, a swing and a foul tip off the home plate umpire Tyler Green. Ouch. So Arias stays alive at the cost of Mr. Green. He'll take a moment here to get his wits about him. Nods to the Blue Jays dugout, says, I'm all good. So it's still 2-2. Arias with some pink wrist tape, also a pink arm sleeve. Here comes the 2-2 offer. He jumps out of the way of a changeup that misses low and in. It's full, 3-2. Arias overall this season hitting .275 in 52 games. Has four long balls. Payoff pitch. Arias fouls it off. Third base side. We'll do it again. Arias not on any Blue Jays prospect lists, but he's a guy that could be if he keeps performing like he has, especially this month. 3-2 again as a bouncer on the first base side. Arias in a dead sprint. Piero tags him out with two hands as he whizzes by to first base. And Arias is out number one. One unassisted. Brings up Cade Doty. Doty, one of 12 rehabbers, major league or minor league, to appear in Dunedin this season, and he's one of three this week. Quite the list. First pitch. Misses low and away on a slider. Ball one. Blue Jays trail one zip. Bottom of the first. Doty with Ricky Tiedemann and Joey Votto in terms of rehabbers to appear this week at TD Ballpark. 1-0. Cade lashes one down the line and left. It's foul. Out in front of a fastball. It's one ball, one strike. Not a bad bunch to be in company with. Doty hoping to return to AA New Hampshire here soon. He's been swinging it well this week. Went 1-for-3 on Friday. Homered on Tuesday. And tripled on Thursday. The 1-1 pitch. Doty takes low and outside. Two balls, one strike. Series tied at two games apiece. Winner takes the set. An unordinary five-gamer with that postponement yesterday. 2-1. Doty pops it up. Behind home plate. Omania gives it a look. He lost it, and it doesn't really matter as it drops into the seats. Behind home plate. It's juggled by a fan back there. A beer in one hand. Trying for a foul ball in the other, and a youngster almost knocked over his beverage. Oh, that would have been a travesty. So now it's 2-2. Doty batting with some sunglasses. The pitch is hammered down to third, just foul by a foot. Past the reach of Carter Graham. Doty turned on the curveball there. Still 2-2. Daytona with a 1-0 first inning lead. After the rain we had earlier, it appears the flags aren't blowing that much in right center. That's a rarity here at TD Ballpark, so it's a pretty still day. The next 2-2. Doty fouls it off his front ankle, drops to a knee, walks out of the box. Looks like he's just fine. Doty settles into his stance. Slightly closed. Piero with 14 pitches already. The next is swung on and fouled back. We'll have another 2-2 pitch. Arias put up a good battle before he rolled out. Now Doty doing the same, hoping for a different result. This is Doty's second rehab stint with the Jays. 2-2. Misses in the dirt on the slider. Good job by Doty not to chase there. It's full, 3-2. So between the stint in April and now here in June, Doty hitting an even 300, 6-for-20. OPS over 1,000, as you might expect for a guy who's just a strong professional hitter. And Vancouver Canadiens fans were familiar with that last year. 3-2. Doty sends it the opposite way in the air, fading towards the line. Pineda and foul ground makes the catch. So Piero gets the best in both those long battles. Two up, two down in the bottom of the first. And Edward Duran climbs in. Base is empty for him. One zip Tortugas. Duran went 1-for-5 on Friday with an RBI. Batting 229 this year. Right-hander on right-hander. Piero deals. And Duran fouls it back. 0-1. Piero, 23 years old. 6'1", 215. Native of New York. Played his college ball in Jersey at Seton Hall. The pitch. Duran cues it foul on the first base side. Piero well out in front, 0-2. Piero opened the season with a complex Reds. Only made two appearances, allowed three earned runs, but good enough performance to earn a promotion midseason. The 0-2. Duran leans out of the way of a fastball. One ball, two strikes. Duran has slowed down over his last 10 games. Going through it a little bit. The 1-2. Duran with a bouncer towards the hole at short. Cabrera backhands, long throw to first, gets by Pino. And Duran is awarded second base as it kicks around towards the Blue Jays dugout. So it looked like it could have been a 1-2-3 inning for Piero despite all the long pitches and long at-bats. That's not meant to be. We'll see how it scored, but either way, Jays have a man in scoring position for Christian Feliz. Wouldn't be surprised to see a single and an error there, but we'll see. Feliz climbs in. The Blue Jays cleanup man, first pitch to him, misses low, ball one. It is a single and an E6. Feliz went 1-for-5 on Friday with a line drive RBI single. His 26th this season. Piero steps off. Now he comes set at the chest, gives a look out at Edward and deals, and Feliz takes a called strike. It's 1-1. Feliz, one of the most prolific power hitters in the Florida State League this season, not so much for average, batting .191, but 10 homers leads the team. 1-1. Feliz rips and misses through a curveball off the low outside edge, and he's behind 1-2. Piero, in a limited sample size, at least in single A, has leaned on the fastball half the time. Curveball is his primary breaker. 1-2. Feliz swings and misses that time on the slider, and the inning is over. Blue Jays get a two-out single from Edward Duran. He advances to second on an error, but Blue Jays can't capitalize, and they trail 1-0 to Daytona after one on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network and Bally Live. Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
WDET Daytona holds a 1-0 lead as we go to the top of the second inning. Final game this week between these two squads. Series tied up at 2 games apiece. Nolan Perry survived the first despite 2 walks. He stranded the bases loaded, walked in a run for Daytona's only tally so far. First pitch to Diego Omana. The 8-batter fouls it back, and it's 0-1. Omana 1-for-3 this week and just 1 game played. The pitch. He takes a called strike. Fastball paints the outside edge. And Perry's out ahead 0-2. So Perry did a really nice job in the first, getting ahead of batters as Omana takes outside. 1 ball, 2 strikes, especially in the tail end of the inning. But then he would lose guys, resulting in those 2 walks. The 1-2. Omana lays off a slider down and away. 2 balls, 2 strikes. So the Blue Jays dugout might be thinking, ah, let's not do this again. Time called by Omana. And Perry, in general, a guy who is known as a strike thrower. So this is uncharacteristic for him. 2-2. Omana takes a touch outside. Runs it full, 3-2. Omana hitting 190 and very small sample size. Payoff pitch to him. He takes down and away. Ball 4. That's the 3rd walk of the ball game issued by Nolan Perry. Leadoff walk.
Second baseman, number 13, Johnny Ascanio.
Rather, Perry issued 3 walks in the first. First one was to Yerlin Confidant to open the inning, so it's a leadoff walk and back-to-back frames to open the ball game for Perry. First pitch to Ascanio. He takes inside, ball 1. Tortugas with a 1-0 lead, top of the second. Perry is now tied as season high in walks with 4. The pitch. Ascanio swings and fouls it back over the screen, out of play. 1 ball, 1 strike. Ascanio went 1-for-3 back on Friday, our last game, as yesterday got washed away. We'll make it up in Daytona. So 1 fewer game this week. 1-1. Ascanio takes low and in, sliding stop from Edward Duran. A skillful block. 2 balls, 1 strike. That's one thing that you have to be happy with so far this season is Edward Duran's development as a catcher. His arm has grown throughout the year. 2-1. Ascanio lays off a high fastball. Check swing. Did he go? No, he didn't. And it's 3-1. And Perry is in danger of walking his 5th batter. Would be a career high. He's got the sign from Duran and throws. And Ascanio pops it up on the 3rd base side, out of play. Runs it full, 3-2. Haven't been keeping track, but a lot of full counts against Nolan Perry early in this game. This is his 44th pitch coming up. He throws over to first. It's late. And keep in mind, this is a pitcher in Perry that has been limited below 60 pitches for much of the season. Payoff pitch. Runner goes. Pitch misses outside. Throw down from Duran doesn't matter, as it's a walk. So it is indeed a 5th free pass issued by Perry. Omana up to second. There's men on 1st and 2nd with no outs for the top of the order. Yerlin Confidant climbs back in. He scored the game's 1st run in the first after a leadoff walk. Scored on the bases loaded walk by Pineda. Tortugas trying to tack on to a 1-0 lead. Left-handed batter, right-handed pitcher. First pitch from Perry. Confidant swings away on a high fastball and comes up empty. It's 0-1. Game time temperature today, right around 90 degrees. It's pretty humid, so it feels a little toastier than that in the sunshine. 0-1. Confidant fouls it back on a changeup. 0-2. So there's bright blue sky overhead right now, but clouds out in the distance, clouds around. But the sun burning through them here at TD Ballpark, at least for now. Time called by Confidant before the 0-2. Omania on second. Ascanio over at first. Ascanio not being held. Omania is. Perry holds the baseball behind his back. Sets. Deals. And Confidant bounces it back towards the mound. Perry fields it cleanly. His only play is at first, and he makes it in time. But that advances both runners. Confidant set down 1-3. There's one away for Ricardo Cabrera.
29, Ricardo Cabrera.
So now Omania on third, Ascanio on second. That's as good as a bunt from Confidant. You put the ball in play, good things happen, generally. Cabrera 0-1 with a fly out to right. First pitch, swing and a miss. His helmet popped off a little bit on that fastball. 0-1. Cabrera, a native of Venezuela. Just 19 years old still. The pitch. He chases a slider down and outside, and he's frustrated with himself. He slaps the barrel of his bat. Knew he chased that one. Good chase pitch from Perry. And he's out in front 0-2. Cabrera had a big year in the complex last year. Finished top five in the ACL in batting average, on base percentage, slugging, and stolen bases. 0-2 pitch. Cabrera cues it back to the mound. Perry knocks it down, but it gets by him, and everybody's safe. Omania scores from third base. Daytona now leads 2-0, and there's men on the corners still with just one out in this second inning.
Number three, Sammy Stafora.
It was a good reaction from Perry to get a glove on that ball. But ultimately, since he couldn't field it cleanly, it slowed the ball down. Nobody else can make the play. It's an RBI infield knock for Ricardo Cabrera. Here's Sammy Stafora. First pitch. Cabrera fakes from first, and the pitch misses low and away. Ball one. Sometimes the ball just does not bounce your way. Perry's 1-0. Stafora takes down in the dirt. Two balls, no strikes. Ascanio 90 feet away at third base. The 2-0 pitch to Stafora. Misses just barely outside, and it's 3-0. We might be coming up on the end of the line for Nolan Perry. He's at 51 pitches. Middle infield at double play depth. Let's see if Stafora swings away. Perry throws over to first. It's late. Head first dive from Cabrera. It says official score ruling pending on that play involving Cabrera. We'll have to see. Either way, the 3-0. Stafora takes all the way and takes a called strike. He tossed his bat, thought it was a ball, and the call is reversed. So Stafora was right after all, and it's another walk issued by Nolan Perry to reload the bases, and now discussions in the Blue Jays dugout about Perry, and Corey Reardon will come back out for a second mound visit in as many innings. Ascanio still on third, Cabrera up to second. Bases juiced for the cleanup man, Carter Graham, who singled in the first. Just a little hopper through the right side. Daytona leads 2-0. Blue Jays trying to keep this game on the tracks in the early going. And for Perry, all you need here is a ball in play on the infield. Could be a double play to get you out of it. And then he might be able to survive into the third. He's got a battle, though. Works from the wind, and the first pitch to Carter Graham is hopped foul, third base side. It's 0-1. This is a big rubber match for the Blue Jays, trying to bounce back from a second-half opening loss on Friday. And if the Blue Jays lose today, it would be their first series loss at home since April 16th through the 21st, when Clearwater came to town, took 4 out of 6 from the Jays and took first place. Full steam ahead for them from there on out. 0-1. Misses upstairs. It was close, but it's 1-1. Blue Jays don't challenge. Graham ready for the 1-1, and he flies it into shallow center. Toman out, Arias in. The center fielder makes the catch. The tag from Ascanio, the throw to the plate is offline. Oh, that was an aggressive send from Daytona, but it pays off. Ascanio scores on a sack fly, and the Tortugas lead burgeons to 3-0. Arias' throw is on the first base side of home plate. Didn't give Edward Duran a chance to apply the tag. The other two runners stay put, and there's two down for Malvin Valdez. Valdez walked in the first. Right-hander on right-hander. And the first pitch from Perry. Swing and a miss. It's 0-1. That was a cutter low and away. Looked like Kiner Leon was up and moving around for the Jays. I believe he's all warmed up if he needs to come in. 0-1. Valdez fouls it back into the net. And Perry's out ahead 0-2. Let's see if he can pick up his third punch out. Trying to go a full 2 innings. This could be his final inning. But if he does get out of it here on this pitch, he'll be below 60 pitches. The 0-2 offer misses up. Throw down to third as both runners go. They got him. Not even close at third base. Ricardo Cabrera caught stealing. Excellent throw from Edward Duran, and that ends the inning. But not before more damage is done. Daytona adds 2 more runs on an RBI infield tapper from Ricardo Cabrera and a sack fly from Carter Graham. It's now 3-0 as we go to the home half of the second on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in 4 styles, fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group, from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Hey, DJs fans. Next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon. Daytona leads now 3-0 as we head the home half of the second. First pitch to Manny Beltre is a called strike from Nick Piero on the inside corner. It's 0-1. Daytona tallied a run in the first on a bases loaded walk, and then 2 more at the top of the second inning. So Piero pitching with plenty of early run support. 0-1. Beltre pops it up. Third base side. It flies foul. Out of play. It's 0-2. Beltre went 1-for-4 on Friday with an RBI, hitting 260 on the campaign. Blue Jays' number 27 prospect, if you ask MLB Pipeline. highly regarded signing out of the DR. Just turned 20 a few weeks ago. 0-2. Beltre bounces it foul, third base side. We'll do it again. Blue Jays got a single in the first inning from Edward Duran, but he was left stranded on second base. O-2 offer. Beltre out in front of it again, bounces it into the third base dugout. Still 0-2. Beltre, even though he's just 20 years old, certainly one of the leaders for this Blue Jays group. 0-2. He swings and bounces it foul off of his upper body, it looked like. Still 0-2. Man, he's battling here. Bright sunshine blanketing the infield at TD Ballpark after a rainy start to the day. 0-2 again. Beltre with another foul ball. Liner past the dugout. He got around on a changeup. Piero from the stretch. Serves the next. 0-2. Beltre pops it up behind home plate. Omania battling the sun, watches it drop into an empty seat behind home plate. And the battle rages on. Five consecutive foul balls from Manny Beltre. Another 0-2. Manny lays off a curveball. Good take there. That pitch started close to being a strike. Turned out a ball. It's 1-2. Ninth pitch of the AB on the way, and this time it's a swing and a foul tip into Diego Omania's mitt for a strikeout.
Second baseman, number 9, Tucker Thoman.
Here's Tucker Thoman. That's the early trend in this game for Nick Piero. A lot of foul balls, a lot of long ABs, but in the end he's gotten the outs. He's at 34 pitches, and he's only allowed one base runner. The remaining and a third. First pitch to Thoman. Lefty fouls it back into the screen. 0-1. Three-zip Daytona. Bottom of the second inning. Thoman went 2-for-5 on Friday with two strikeouts. 0-1 pitch. He watches a curve miss outside. One ball, one strike. Piero on the far first base side of the rubber. Delivers. And Thoman takes a fastball upstairs. 90 on the gun there. It's 2-1. Piero doesn't have a heater that'll blow you away. Sits in the upper 80s to low 90s. 2-1. Thoman takes a slider at the top half of the zone. Two balls, two strikes. Biggest thing for pitchers, though, can you change speeds? Can you keep the hitter guessing? You can do that even if you don't throw 95. Piero is 2-2. Thoman chops it foul at home plate. He stays alive. We'll do it again. Thoman with four home runs this year. That 224 average. 2-2. Thoman swings and misses on a curveball low but gloved by Omania. That's three straight punch-outs from Nick Piero.
Left fielder, number 27, Jeone Munoz.
Brings up Jeone Munoz at the bases empty. Blue Jays staring at a 3-0 deficit in the bottom of the second inning. Munoz didn't play on Friday before yesterday's rainout. First offer. The righty takes a curveball that skips low and away, ball one. Munoz 2-for-8 this week with two walks, four strikeouts. Both of his hits came in the same game. 1-0. Munoz cranks it high in the air, deep to left. It's a no-doubter, way out of here. Jeone Munoz Welcome to the home run column. Blue Jays get on the board. It's now 3-1. Barreled up a fastball.
Designated hitter,
105 off the bat. DeShare. 424 feet, and that one just sounded a little bit different. Here's Nick Deschamps. Left-handed batter. First pitch. Check swing. It's a strike. Fastball in the upper half of the zone. 0-1. Deschamps' average now 242 with one homer. The pitch. He swings and misses. Came up empty on a slider, and it's 0-2. Deschamps earlier this week had his long on-base streak that he opened the season with come to an end. His first 16 games. He's hitless this week, 0-8. The pitch. Nico takes a touch outside. 1-2. Deschamps, a native of Quebec. Signed by the Blue Jays in 2021. Waits on the 1-2. Checks a swing on a pitch in the dirt. Did he go? Yes, he did, according to Robert Bonet. And the inning is over. Nick Piero strikes out three, but Jeuny Munoz goes yard out to left. His first homer this year. Gets the Blue Jays on the board. It's 3-1 as we head to the third on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Looking to support the Dunedin Blue Jays while at the gym, out for a run, or spending time outside? We've got the merchandise collection for you with the Under Armour Performance Gear Collection in the Jays Shop. Check out our selection of performance men's and women's t-shirts next time you're in the Jays Shop at TD Ballpark, or shop online anytime you want at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
What's more American than watching America's pastime on America's birthday? Make your plans to spend your 4th of July evening at TD Ballpark. First pitch is set for 7 p.m. against the rival Clearwater Threshers. Stick around after the game for a patriotic fireworks spectacular. Plus, the Jays will be wearing specialty red, white, and blue jerseys available for auction post-game, with all proceeds benefiting the Suncoast Animal League. Snag your tickets now at DunedinBlueJays.com. It's been a closely contested series, and it looks that way to open today's ball game. Blue Jays trail 3-1 to Daytona, and the first pitch to Malvin Valdez from Nolan Perry is a called strike on the outside edge. It's 0-1. A tumultuous first two innings for Nolan. He deals the 0-1. Valdez hops it to shortstop. Manny Beltre is there, fields it cleanly, throws high to first, but Feliz brings it down for out number one. Leadoff man retired for the first time today by Nolan.
Right fielder number 31, Esmith Pineda.
Here's Esmith Pineda. One run in the first for Daytona, two in the second. And the early going has been defined by walks from Perry. Five of them. First pitch to Pineda. He takes a called strike on a breaking ball. It's 0-1. Perry's command, so far so good here in the third. The pitch. Pineda rips and misses on the slider. It's 0-2. Maybe you're watching Nolan Perry pitch for the first time today. Not a guy who you'd expect to walk five. 0-2, called strike three at the knees. Fastball froze him. Two up, two down for Perry. His third strikeout.
Number 44, Yasiel Pino.
Here's Yasiel Pino. So often it's said in baseball, as the first pitch to Pino misses outside, ball one. It's not how well you pitch when you have your best stuff, but how well you pitch when you don't have your best. 1-0, Pino takes outside. Two balls, no strikes. Perry reads the sign from Duran and deals. Pino takes a called strike, and it's 2-1. One thing to factor in today with yesterday's rainout, Blue Jays' bullpen is very rested. 2-1, Pino with a swing and a foul tip off the home plate umpire Tyler Green. Lost his mask. Second time he's taken a foul tip today. It's 0-2. But looking ahead to next week and the week after, it's the longest stretch of the year without a day off with the 4th of July holiday. 2-2, Pino bloops it out of play behind home plate. We'll do it again. So the Blue Jays go 12 straight days without a day off. So the more rest you can get the pen, the better. 2-2. Pino loops it down the line and left. It drops for a hit. Munoz over to fetch it. Pino heading towards second. The throw from Munoz is a little bit offline. And Yasiel Pino slides in safely with a two-bagger.
Catcher number 25, Diego Omaña.
So here's Diego Omaña. There's a man in scoring position for him. Daytona trying to get that run back. They lead 3-1 after the Munoz homer. Omaña walked last inning. His only plate appearance so far. Right-hander on right-hander. First pitch from Perry. Swung on and missed. Omaña swings through a fastball. It's 0-1. Omaña taking the roster spot, or at least helping fill the role at catcher. 0-1. Omaña flies it into center. Sends Arias back. Still going back. He's on the track. He makes the catch. Omaña gave it a ride. Arias initially took a step in, but he makes up for it. And the inning is over. Nolan Perry works around a two-out double from Yasiel Pino. We go to the home third. It's still 3-1 Daytona on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J's Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays. Daytona 3, DJs 1, as we head to the bottom of the third inning. Glad you're with us on your Sunday. A little baseball later than usual, as our noon first pitch was pushed back until about 2 o'clock due to some rain. Rain has cleared, and here we are. First pitch to Gene Joseph from Nick Piero. Breezes inside, ball 1. Joseph has been splitting some time between leadoff and the 9 spot lately. Today he's down in the 9 hole. Went 0 for 2 on Friday with a walk and a hit by pitch. 1-0. He takes a called strike. That was a slider. 1-1. Gene with long blue sleeves. On this humid day, the pitch. He watches a fastball miss low and away. 2 balls, 1 strike. Joseph this season has earned a pretty consistent starting role, hitting 226 in 44 games. The pitch, he rips and misses on the high fastball. Two balls, two strikes. Joseph opened the season in extended spring training, then came up when Braden Berry was injured. 2-2. Joseph takes low. Runs it full, 3-2. Then later in the month, Jeuni Munoz went down with a knee injury. Joseph found his way into the lineup, and really he's been there pretty much every game. Payoff pitch. Tapper, third base side, it's foul. We'll do it again. Especially in today's day and age, when every team only has four minor league affiliates stateside, you have to battle for playing time now more than ever. Payoff pitch. Munoz flares it into right. Pineda comes in, gets there, and makes the catch.
Center fielder number 47, Victor Arias.
So Joseph is retired. Brings up Victor Arias with the bases empty. 3-1 ball game. Daytona on top. Arias 0-for-1 with a tap out. Back to Piero. He tagged him out himself. One unassisted. First pitch to Arias. Swung on and popped out of play behind home plate. It's 0-1. Arias again wearing some pink today. Back on Friday, we saw him wear long pink socks with pink wrist tape, a pink sleeve. Today, he's just gone with the sleeve and the tape. 0-1. Arias lines it into shallow right. Pineda coming in. He slams on the brakes and makes the catch. Back-to-back F9s in the scorebook. Here's Cade Doty. DJ's trail by 2, 3-1, bottom 3. Doty flied out to right his first time in the first. Batted with sunglasses the first time. Now he's dropped him. First pitch. Breaker catches the outside edge. Good curveball there. 75 on the radar gun, but it's challenged by Doty, and the call is upheld.
The strike has been confirmed.
So the Blue Jays are down to their last challenge, and it's only the bottom of the third. Piero nods at the sign from Omania and delivers. Doty checks his swing on a slider outside. Ball one. It's always interesting to see how many hitters on a day like today bat with or without shades. 1-1, a swing and a miss. Swung through a changeup. One ball, two strikes. Pretty bright today, certainly enough to make you squint. The 1-2 pitch. Doty bounces it foul. Third base side. We'll do it again. One thing you don't see much of in 2024 is flip-up sunglasses. Not that guys would use them at the plate, but something that you used to see a lot in the field during day games. Seems like those have disappeared. We should bring them back. 1-2, Doty takes low and outside. Two balls, two strikes. I don't know how much they're required in the broadcast booth since we're in the shade, but heck, I'd wear a pair. 2-2. Doty bounces it foul again. He stays alive. Still two balls, two strikes. Doty putting up a good battle here. Waves the bat over his shoulder. The pitch lays off the high cheddar. Runs it full, 3-2. Doty, the Blue Jays' second-round draft pick out of LSU in 2022. The payoff pitch, chopper towards the hole at short. Cabrera gloves it, gathers, throws to first in time to get Doty by a step. And the Jays go down 1-2-3 in the home third. On to the fourth, score holds. Daytona 3, Blue Jays 1. The Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network and Valley Live. What's more American than watching America's pastime on America's birthday? make your plans to spend your 4th of July evening at TD Ballpark. First pitch is set for 7 p.m. against the rival Clearwater Threshers. Stick around after the game for a patriotic fireworks spectacular. Plus, the Jays will be wearing specialty red, white, and blue jerseys available for auction post-game, with all proceeds benefiting the Sun Coast Animal League. Snag your tickets now at DunedinBlueJays.com. Hey, DJs fans, next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
We're on to the fourth inning on a sunny and humid Sunday at TD Ballpark. Blue Jays trail 3-1 in the first pitch to Daytona's Johnny Ascanio. Misses outside from Kiner Leon. New Blue Jays hurler into the game. Takes over for Nolan Perry. 1-0. Ascanio hits it well. Out towards deep right. Joseph back. Still going back at the wall. Leaps and hangs on for the catch. Incredible. Gene Joseph robs Ascanio of extra bases. Tracked the ball all the way and needed full extension to pluck that ball before it hit the fence. What a play. One down and the first pitch to Confidant is a called strike. It's 0-1. Confidant 0-for-1 with a walk. The pitch. He slaps this one into the gap left center, and nobody can get this one. It one hops off the wall. Munoz plays it off quickly and chucks it towards third to keep Confidant to a double. So Ascanio robbed of what could have been a double, and Confidant follows with his own screamer. So Daytona with a man in scoring position trying to add to a 3-1 lead.
Ricardo Cabrera.
106 off the bat, the opposite way. Hitting coach for Daytona, probably happy to see something like that. First pitch. Cabrera bloops it into shallow center. Arias in a dead sprint in. He slides and makes the catch. How about the outfield defense in this inning from the Jays? First Joseph, now Arias. He slid a long way on that center field grass. Probably still a little bit damp from the rain earlier today. Really had to turn on the Jets to make that play. So now Sammy Stafura climbs in. Righty on righty, first pitch. It's called strike, it's 0-1. Oh, this inning's been so eventful, we haven't had the chance to tell you about Mr. Leon. Making his 22nd appearance of the season, he's got a 3.81 ERA in 26 innings. 0-1. Stafura waves and misses at a slider. It's quickly 0-2. Leon opened the season in somewhat of a closer's role. Opened the season with over 9 consecutive scoreless innings and then fell off a bit in May, and he hasn't been able to bounce back quite yet here in June. He had a nice scoreless inning earlier this week. 0-2. Stafura takes a touch inside on a fastball. It's 1-2. Leon, over his last 8 appearances, has thrown 9 innings and allowed 8 earned runs. So his ERA is inflated quite a bit. The 1-2. Stafora swings and misses, strike three. Slider started as a strike, ended as a ball, but Stafora waves and misses. And the inning is over. Some strong outfield defense keeps Daytona off the scoreboard in the fourth, and we go to the bottom half. It's still 3-1 Tortugas on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Hey, DJs fans, next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays Shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting dunedinbluejays.milbstore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group, from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon.
Now batting for the Blue Jays, number 12, Edward Duran.
Both teams now into the bullpen as we're in the bottom of the fourth, and Graham Osmond takes over for Nick Piero as Daytona's in the driver's seat 3-1 in the series finale on this Sunday. Osmond, the lefty, fires the first pitch to the righty, Duran. He takes a called strike at the letters. It's 0-1. Osmond enters action with a 6.92 earned run average in just 13 innings. This is his seventh outing. All out of the pen. He deals. And Duran takes a called strike. Change up at 90. Top half of the zone. It's quickly 0-2. Osmond rocks and fires. And Duran fouls it off. Off the pole that holds up the screen above the dugout on the first base side. Still 0-2. Osmond at 6'3". Looks the part. Long and lanky. He tosses the next 0-2. Duran lays off a sinker. Down and away. 91.4 on the radar gun. Osmond quickly working the 1-2. Duran bounces it foul. He stays alive. Still 1-2. Duran collected an infield single in the first inning, reached second on an error, and was stranded there. Osmond drafted out of Long Beach State. He deals, and Duran bounces it down to third. Graham moves back. Fields throws to first a little bit offline, and Pino can't come up with it. So Duran reaches safely to open the fourth. We'll have to see how that scored. Likely an error. We'll see. Brings up Christian Feliz. So Graham Osmond, as Brennan Mentz, the voice of the Tortugas, mentioned in between innings, doesn't get the chance to pitch to his former college teammate, Connor Burns, one of Daytona's catchers here today. Burns with a day of rest. First pitch to Feliz, misses up, ball one. Blue Jays down by two, it's 3-1, bottom four. Feliz punched out in the first in swinging fashion to Piero. 1-0. Misses a touch outside. Two balls, no strikes. Get you the final line on Piero here. It was brief. Both starting pitchers only going three innings. Don't see that much. 2-0. Feliz thought about going around, checks his swing on a pitch that misses up, and it gets by Omania. So Duran trots on down to second base. Daytona appeals to Robert Bonet, and he says Feliz didn't go. So it's three balls and no strikes. So to finish the line on Piero, three innings, two hits, one earned run, no walks, four strikeouts. Not bad, all things considered, but done after three. 3-0 pitch to Christian. He takes in on the hands, ball four. Blue Jays put the first two men on in the fourth. Tying run on the base paths for Manny Beltre.
Shortstop number one, Manuel Beltre.
Beltre struck out swinging in the second. Left-handed pitcher, right-handed batter. First pitch. Manny takes high and outside, ball one. That's Daytona three, DJ's one. Bottom of the fourth. Osmond sets and deals. And Beltre takes inside, two balls, no strikes. That's six consecutive balls delivered by Osmond. I don't think any fans on this Sunday are aware enough to start chanting balls, six, 2-0. Misses inside again. Seven consecutive misses from Osmond. Another miss away from back-to-back four-pitch walks that would load the bases for Tucker Tolman. Here comes the 3-0 offer. Beltre takes all the way and takes low, ball four. The Jays juice him up for Tucker.
Second baseman, number nine, Tucker Tolman.
Duran to third, Feliz to second. Feliz the tying run. Beltre the go-ahead over at first, and Tucker climbs in 0 for 1 with a swinging strikeout. Tolman a 223 hitter after that strikeout in the second inning. Gets a lefty-on-lefty matchup here. So the first pitch. Paints the outside corner. Strike one. That, according to StatCast, a changeup. But at 91 miles an hour, the same velo as the fastball from Osmond. 0-1. Tolman takes way outside on the slider that slid a little bit too much. It's 1-1. Tolman switched up his walk-up song on Friday. Picked up two hits. Some might say as a result. The 1-1. Tolman takes up and in. Two balls, one strike. Nash Knight, the Blue Jays hitting coach, always the first one to point out. It's not the bat. It's not the batting gloves. It's not the walk-up song. It's the hitter. Tolman certainly one of the harder working guys in this group. 2-1. As slapped down to third, Graham knocks it down, scrambles for it, and has no play. Everybody's safe. Duran scores from third, and we've got a one-run ball game. It's now 3-2, still no outs in the fourth. That's going to be an error.
Left fielder, number 27, J.O.D. Mundo.
Feliz to third, Beltre up to second. Jeuni Munoz to the plate. Belted a solo homer in the second inning against Nick Piero. First pitch to the righty. He takes low and away, ball one. Blue Jays could claim the lead with a base hit. Munoz got to be feeling confident. The pitch. Called strike. Fastball at the knees there. It's 1-1. Jaoni waves the bat back and forth over his shoulder. The pitch is a little nubber, and it rolls foul on the first base side. So now it's 1-2. Osmond could sure use a strikeout here. The official ruling on that Toman play, a fielder's choice and an error on Graham. The 1-2 offer from Osmond. Munoz takes a called strike 3, slider on the back door. Munoz challenges, and the call is reversed.
The call of strike has been overturned.
So Munoz gets a new lease on life here. Two balls, two strikes. Let's see if Jaoni can take advantage. Everybody on the infield playing back. 2-2. Bouncer towards the middle. Ascanio gloves it. Steps on the bag for one. Throws to first. That's two. It's a 4-3 double play, but the Blue Jays tie it up as Feliz trots on home from third. We've got a brand new ball game. 3-3 in the fourth.
Designated hitter, number 31, Nick Deschamps.
Here's Nick Deschamps. Beltre to third. Toman is out number one. Munoz out number two. First offer to Deschamps. Check swing on a changeup in. He didn't go. Ball one. Deschamps struck out swinging in the fourth. 1-0 pitch to him. Bouncer towards short. Cabrera charges, gloves, throws off balance to first on the money, and that ends the inning. But not before the Blue Jays tie it up. They score twice. Edward Duran scores after a leadoff single. And Christian Feliz comes in on that double play from Munoz. So now it's Daytona 3 and the Jays 3 as we head to the fifth on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Top of the fifth at TD Ballpark. And the Blue Jays go to the bullpen for a right-hander we haven't seen before. And isn't on the Jays roster. but now, apparently, he is. It's Dion Santos. And we'll work on figuring out who that is as the inning goes on. It's Daytona 3, Blue Jays 3, top of the fifth. Santos will face 4-5-6 in the Tortugas lineup, and the first pitch to Carter Graham misses inside. A pitch clock violation was called on Graham, so the count is 1-1. The pitch misses up and in and hits Carter Graham. So Graham in some pain as it got him up by the wrist, but the leadoff man is aboard. And Malvin Valdez comes to the plate.
Center fielder, number 11, Malvin Valdez.
Here's Malvin Valdez. First pitch to Valdez, a cut and a miss. Foul tipped it into Edward Duran's glove. It's 0-1. So Santos, 21 years old, on a rehab assignment. 0-1. Valdez takes low and in. One ball, one strike. From High A Vancouver, at least it appears. He sets and delivers. Valdez takes low and away. Two balls, one strike. Valdez 0 for 1 with a walk and a ground out. The pitch. Valdez pops it up on the infield towards third into shallow left. Doty, the third baseman, called off by the shortstop. Beltre, he makes the catch. That's out number one. Carter Graham back to first. And here's E. Smith Pineda.
Right fielder, number 31, E. Smith Pineda.
Pineda 0 for 1 with a walk. Bases loaded walk, so he got an RBI for his trouble in the first. And he struck out looking in the third. First pitch is lined foul. First base side, well out of play. 0-1. Santos, native of Venezuela. Assigned to the Blue Jays apparently today. 0-1. Breaking ball called strike, and it's 0-2. Santos spent much of 2022 here in Dunedin. He was great. 3.44 ERA and 73 in the thirds innings. The pitch. Pineda takes low and in. One ball, two strikes. Last season, Santos spent the full season with Vancouver. Only threw 48 innings and 12 starts. The pitch is popped into left. Munoz, with a few steps in, has a beat on it, makes the catch. Two down. Graham still over at first after a hit by pitch. It's 3-3.
First baseman, number 44, Yasel Pino.
Top of the fifth inning. Just got a message from Doug Fox, who writes a great prospect newsletter on the Jays. Pino swings and misses. It's 0-1 on the right-hander. Filling me in, so we certainly appreciate his help. Santos with a really strong slider working his way back from an injury. 0-1. Pino swings over that slider. Fooled him. Right on cue. It's 0-2. Blue Jays scored twice in the bottom of the fourth to tie it up. So it's 3-3 here in the series finale. The 0-2. Pino takes downstairs, and the pitch kicks away from Duran, so that allows Graham to take a leisurely stroll up to second base. One ball, two strikes. Dion Santos, D-A-H-I-A-N, is 1-2. Pino flies it into left. Munoz takes a few steps back, has a beat on it again. In front of the track, puts a squeeze on it, and the inning is over. Santos with a strong rehab inning. Hits the first batter he faces in Graham, but then retires the next three to keep the ball game right where it is. 3-3 as we go to the bottom of the fifth on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in four styles: fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group, from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Hey, DJs fans. Next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon. Looking to support the Dunedin Blue Jays. After a scoreless fifth inning from Dion Santos, we go to the bottom of the fifth, still tied at three between the DJs and Daytona in the series finale today. First pitch to Gene Joseph, fouled back, and it's 0-1. Joseph, the nine batter in the Blue Jays lineup, the pitch, swing and a miss. A change up on the inside edge, it's 0-2. Graham Osmond back out there, after allowing two runs in the fourth. And Gene Joseph has been called out on a pitch timer violation. He was calling for time. That wasn't granted, but it's a strikeout. So Osmond opens the inning with a strikeout. Brings up Victor Arias. Blue Jays leadoff man, went 0-2. Lefty on lefty, first pitch. Called strike on the inside edge. It's 0-1. Sharp ground ball through the right side for a base hit. Arias rolls a single through the right side. Blue Jays have a base runner with one out in the fifth.
Third baseman, number 8, Kade Dembe.
So Kade Doty climbs in. Left-handed thrower, right-handed batter. First pitch is a hopper off the mound, past the reach of the shortstop Cabrera into center. Arias stops at second base. Kade Doty aboard with a single. Blue Jays with back-to-back knocks with one out in the fifth. Arias, the go-ahead run, now into scoring position.
Catcher, number 12, Edward Duran.
Here's Edward Duran. Jose Mayorga, Blue Jays manager, out of the dugout to say something. Not sure what, to home plate umpire Tyler Green. So Duran climbs in 2-for-2 with two hits on the infield on little tappers. First pitch, called strike on the outside edge. It's 0-1. Daytona 3, DJs 3, bottom 5. Osmond sets and delivers. Duran cuts and misses on a changeup upstairs. It's 0-2. Wind is picked up, blowing out towards center. Duran widens out his stance with two strikes. The 0-2 is flied into shallow right. Pineda comes in. He's under it, makes the catch. Arias tags from second. The throw to third is in time to get him. And that's a double play to end the fifth. Excellent throw from Eastmith Pineda and Wright to get Arias tagging from second base. And the game remains tied 3-3 as we go to the sixth on Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. looking to support the Dunedin Blue Jays while at the gym, out for a run, or spending time outside? We've got the merchandise collection for you with the Under Armour Performance Gear Collection in the Jays Shop. Check out our selection of performance men's and women's t-shirts next time you're in the Jays Shop at TD Ballpark. Or shop online anytime you want at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
What's more American than watching America's pastime on America's birthday? Make your plans to spend your 4th of July evening at TD Ballpark. First pitch is set for 7 p.m. against the rival Clearwater Threshers. Stick around after the game for a patriotic fireworks spectacular. Plus, the Jays will be wearing specialty red, white, and blue jerseys available for auction post-game, with all proceeds benefiting the Suncoast Animal League. Snag your tickets now at DunedinBlueJays.com.
Diego Omania.
Tyon Santos back out there after a scoreless fifth inning, his second inning of a rehab appearance, trying to keep this ball game knotted at three in the top of the sixth. First pitch to Diego Omania misses outside. It's 1-0. Last half inning ending on a 9-5 toss from E. Smith Pineda. 1-0 is driven out towards left, pretty deep. Munoz back at the wall, runs out of room, it's gone. Diego Omania with a solo homer to take that lead back for the Tortugas. His first in single A makes it 4-3.
Second baseman, number 13, Johnny Ascanio.
Brings up Johnny Ascanio. Left-handed batter, right-handed tosser. First pitch from Santos, misses up and away for a ball. Ascanio 0 for 1 with a walk. And a fly out to deep right when Gene Joseph made a nice catch. The pitch. Ascanio takes up and away. Two balls, no strikes. Santos with long blue socks, kicks and deals, and misses high and away. Three balls and no strikes. Santos 5'11", 160, listed on the roster, but those heights and weights are often not updated after a player is signed initially. 3-0, Ascanio takes called strike on the outside corner. It's 3-1. If I had to guess, Santos looks a little bit more like 6 foot, 6'1". 3-1. Ascanio takes up and away. That's ball four. So the first two batters reach. Homer from Omania to make it 4-3 in the sixth. And then Ascanio walks.
Left fielder number 40, Yerlin Confidan.
Brings up Yerlin Confidan. Confidant, the leadoff man, left-handed batter, right-handed thrower. First pitch is slapped the opposite way, down for a hit. Confidant thought it was going to be foul, so he got a late break out of the box. It's all the way into the corner. Ascanio around third. He scores standing, and Confidant has his second double of the day. A bit of a surprise to himself, at least. It's an RBI double, and Daytona grows its lead to 5-3 in the sixth. Still no outs. Here's Ricardo Cabrera. Right-hander on right-hander, and the first pitch from Santos misses in, and it's 1-0. setting the pitch. Cabrera swings through a breaking ball. That was the curveball, according to StatCast, from Santos. He sets at the chin and delivers home. Cabrera bounces it foul down the third base line. It's 1-2. So we'll see how long Santos goes here. There is somebody warming up out in the Blue Jays bullpen. And usually, of course, these rehab assignments limited to a strict pitch or inning count. So I imagine for Santos it's two innings or a set amount of pitches, whatever comes first. 25 pitches now. The 1-2. Cabrera takes that slider upstairs. Two balls, two strikes. Confidant with his leadoff second. Cabrera 1-for-3. Pitch on the way. Cabrera hops it towards third. Doty into the hole to glove it. He loops it over to first in time. And that's a much needed out number one for Dion Santos. Confidant does move to third. Another run 90 feet away. Two runs in for the Tortugas here at the top of the sixth. They lead 5-3. Here's Sammy Stafora. Blue Jays move the infield in. As Tafora's 0-for-2 with a walk and two strikeouts. First pitch. Fooled by the slider, taken for a called strike. Stafora took a step away from that pitch. It's 0-1. Santos kicks and deals. And Stafora takes that same breaking ball down in the dirt. One ball, one strike. Confidant. Short lead off third base and foul ground. Santos gives him a look and tosses. Stafora swings and misses on the fastball at 92. Duran looks Confidant back. 1-2. Good life on that sinking fastball. Santos delivers, and Stafora checks a swing on a pitch in the dirt. Duran knocks it down. Two balls, two strikes. Stafora digs in. Daytona's with two runs here in the sixth to regain the lead. The pitch fouled back into the screen. We'll have another 2-2. Looks like a right-hander warming up for the Jays. That's Irv Carter. And so far in every outing for Irv this season, he's come in a clean inning. We'll see if that remains the case. The pitch. Tafora takes upstairs, runs it full, 3-2. Carter may have to come in mid-inning. Payoff pitch. Stafora takes a called strike 3 on the inside corner. That slide piece looking sharp from Santos, if nothing else. That's his first strikeout.
Third baseman, number 8.
Two down for Carter Graham. Confidant still 90 feet away at third base. Blue Jays infield returns to normal depth. First pitch to Graham. Misses down, ball 1. Graham's been productive so far today. Hit by pitch in the fifth. Sack fly out to center in the second. And a single in the first. The 1-0. Graham hits it well into the gap in left center, and Munoz can't get there. It one hops off the wall. Arias, the center fielder, fields it, throws it back in. Confidant scores from third, and more damage is done in the sixth. An RBI double from Carter Graham grows the lead to 6-3, and that's all for Dion Santos. A Well, certainly a frustrating rehab appearance for Santos. Worked a scoreless fifth in the sixth, not so much. Three runs come in to score on three extra base hits from the Tortugas. Irv Carter coming on for the Jays when we come back on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
DJ's fans, take advantage of one of our many ticket packages for the 2024 season. Options include the 4-game Flex Pack. Purchase 4 or more games and receive a discounted ticket rate. The Bands and Brews Flex Pack includes a ticket and drink voucher for between 5 and 12 Friday home games, as well as a Dunedin Blue Jays pint glass, starting at less than $32. Just want to catch one game? Single game tickets start at just $8 online. For more information on tickets, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. For the first time this season, Irv Carter comes in a non-clean inning. I don't know if the phrase dirty inning is a thing, but if that were the case, this would be a dirty inning. Carter Graham on second base. Malvin Valdez strides into the box with two outs. Three runs in for Daytona here in the top of the sixth against Dion Santos. Right-hander on right-hander, and the first pitch to Valdez from Carter. Cutter misses up for ball one. Check swing, he didn't go. Valdez 0 for 2 with a walk today. That free pass came back in the first against Nolan Perry. The 1-0. Valdez leans out of the way of a slider that misses in. Two balls, no strikes. Carter has been really strong lately. Season ERA at 3.69. 39 innings of work. Pitched earlier this week. Two scoreless innings against the Tortugas. 2-0. That one finds the zone. Called strike on the outside edge on the cutter. 2-1. Carter over his last five appearances, 10 innings without an earned run. 2-1. Valdez takes a called strike. Cutter fooled him there. Two balls, two strikes. Irv trying to leave Carter Graham on second base. First runner he's inherited this season. Carter certainly a long reliever type. Looks in for the sign, nods at Duran, sets, and deals. And Valdez swings and misses, strike three. Irv Carter strands Carter Graham on second base. And we go to the bottom of the sixth. The damage is done for Daytona, a three spot. They lead 6-3 on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Want to wear
the sixth inning to the Blue Jays, first baseman Christian Feliz.
Blue Jays with a little bit of work to do as we go to the bottom of the sixth. Glad you could join us for a bird's eye view of this one if you're tuned in on MILB TV, or hopefully a bird's eye view in your mind's eye if you're watching, or rather listening on the audio stream. Blue Jays trail 6-3 as we go to the bottom of the sixth. First pitch from Graham Osmond misses low and away to Christian Feliz. And it's 1-0. Difference in this game, a three-run rally in the sixth for Daytona. Blue Jays trying to respond in the bottom half. 1-0 is a called strike. It's 1-1. Osmond back out for another inning of work. It would be his third full if he finishes 1-1. A cut and a miss from Feliz. One ball, two strikes. Osmond rocks and delivers. Feliz chases a slider down and away, and Omania caught it clean.
Shortstop, number one, Manuel Beltre.
So Feliz down on strikes for the second time today. Base is empty for Manny Beltre. Blue Jays wrapping up an 11-game homestand today, scheduled to be 12, but with yesterday's rainout, now just 11. First pitch to Beltre. Hopper through the right side for a base hit. Ascanio, the second baseman, was playing to pull towards the middle. Beltre took advantage, went the opposite way, and the Blue Jays have a base runner.
Second baseman, number 9, Tucker Tobin.
Here's Tucker Tobin. Lefty-on-lefty matchup. Tobin reached on an error in the fourth. First pitch. Tucker takes a called strike. Fastball on the outside edge. It's 0-1. We mentioned earlier in Osmond's first inning, he attended Long Beach State. 0-1. Tobin takes up. One ball, one strike. Jerron Watts-Brown. Blue Jays pitcher also attended Long Beach State for a season, as did Daytona catcher Connor Burns. The 1-1. Tobin late on a fastball, swings and misses, and it's 1-2. So how about a trivia question for the fans tuned in? What is Long Beach State's team name? The pitch to Tobin. He takes outside. 2-2. Now, Long Beach State has a specific name for its baseball team. Long pause in the 2-2. Tobin fouls it back. We'll have another. First person to text in gets a shout-out. Shoot us a text on the text the booth line, 813-291-3932. What is Long Beach State's baseball team name? 2-2. Tobin chases in the dirt, comes up empty. That's strike three. Tobin frustrated with himself. There's two down. Here's Jayuni Munoz. Manny Beltre still on first base. Blue Jays trail 6-3, bottom six. First pitch to Munoz. Is lined into left, but right at Confidant. He takes a few steps back and makes the catch to end the inning. So the Blue Jays get a single from Manny Beltre, but that's all. They strand him on first base, and we're on to the seventh. Blue Jays trail it 6-3 on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear. Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in four styles: fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Hey, DJs fans, next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon. Seventh inning at TD Ballpark. It's Daytona 6 and the DJs 3 in this series rubber match. It's rare we get one of those in minor league baseball, a true rubber match. Irv Carter back out for the seventh. His first pitch to Eastmith Pineda misses up and in. He leans out of the way. It's 1-0. We do have a winner in our broadcast trivia question today. 1-0 to Pineda. He bounces it foul, third base side. It's 1-1. Our question was, what is Long Beach State's baseball team name? And a person texted in shortly after we posed that question. 1-1. Pineda hops it sharply toward short. Beltre backhands. Long throw to first. Feliz stretches out to bring it down. One down. Pineda retired. Here's Yasiel Pino, who's one for
three. First baseman, number 44, Yasiel Pino.
Daytona in the driver's seat, 6-3, top of the seventh. Somebody with a 720 area code, I looked it up, that's a Denver, Colorado area, says the Dirt Bags. Ding, 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 we have a winner. First pitch to Pino. Batting with no batting gloves. He takes a called strike on the outside edge. It's 0-1. So the Long Beach State Dirt Bags. It's pretty unique for a number of reasons. 0-1. Pino takes off speed outside, close. One ball, one strike. Long Beach, the rest of their sports teams are known as the Beach, but the baseball team, Dirt Bags. 1-1, a swing and a miss. One ball, two strikes. Probably the only sports team you'll run into nicknamed the Dirt Bags. Carter out ahead of Pino, 1-2. He rocks and deals. And Pino pops it up into shallow right. Toman glides out. He's called off by Gene Joseph. The right fielder makes the catch. Two quick outs for Carter. He's retired all three batters he's faced. Here's Diego Omana.
Now batting catcher, Diego Omana.
Omana has had a big day. Belted a homer in the sixth. His first in single A. First pitch. Omana fouls it back. It's 0-1. Even more impressive, that homer came against Diane Santos on his rehab assignment. Part of a three-run sixth against Santos. That's the difference in this game. 0-1. Misses inside from Carter. One ball, one strike. Final line on Santos. 1-2/3. three hits, three earned runs, one walk, one strikeout. Interesting development in this game as there's action in Daytona's bullpen. 1-1. Omania swings and misses. It's 1-2. We're coming up on a highly anticipated single-A pitching debut. The 1-2. Omania takes upstairs. Two balls, two strikes. Former big league infielder Alex Blandino is warming up for the Daytona Tortugas in the bullpen. Blandino has made a comeback as a knuckleballer. So looks like we're going to see that in the bottom of the seventh. In the meantime, Irv Carter trying to work a 1-2-3 top of the seventh. Pitch on the way. He misses low and outside. 3-2. Carter kicks and deals, and Omania takes a called strike three, but he wants a challenge. And the call is reversed. Irv Carter was on his way off the mound, heading to the dugout, but not so fast. It's a walk. So Omania was correct. Carter none too pleased. But that's what the computer strike zone says. So Ascanio gets another crack at it, his fourth plate appearance. He's walked twice and flied out once. First pitch to him. He takes called strike, fading changeup on the outside edge. It's 0-1. Daytona 6, Blue Jays 3 on the top of the seventh. Carter with the 0-1. Ascanio pops it up. Foul ground, third base side. K. Doty over there runs out of room. Drops out of play. So this will be interesting. Now, Alex Blandino wouldn't be the first knuckleballer to appear this week. Of course, with the Blue Jays' own, Jordan Powell. 0-2. Ascanio pops it up behind home plate, and it floats out of play again. Still 0-2. So stay tuned for that. That'll be interesting. Irv Carter wants a fresh baseball. That wish is granted. Bright sunshine baking the infield as Carter sets and fires the 0-2. Ascanio flies this one fair this time into center. Arias moves towards right, makes the catch, and the inning is over. Irv Carter has now delivered 11 and a third consecutive scoreless frames, and he keeps this ball game at 6-3 in favor of the Tortugas. Time to stretch at TD Ballpark. Blue Jays need some runs on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Looking to support the Dunedin Blue Jays while at the gym, out for a run, or spending time outside? We've got the merchandise collection for you with the Under Armour Performance Gear Collection in the Jays Shop. Check out our selection of performance men's and women's t-shirts next time you're in the Jays Shop at TD Ballpark. Or shop online anytime.